Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What up, man?
What's How you doing, kid?
Yes. It's 6:20, and it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sorry to take a sip of my sweet, sweet Diet Dew. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Oh, boy, oh, great.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, what's up, man?
That's right.
Hey, Bud.
Did you forget the tagline? As always, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play or maybe watch that Christmas special, all while enjoying delicious Bud Light responsibly. Hit them up. All right, Hunter, what do you got for sports?
All right, let's kick it off with college football, man. It looks like the Big Ten could change their rules to let Ohio State play in their conference title game.
Oh, look at this. Yesterday was a completely different story.
It was a completely different story. Now I don't feel bad anymore if it doesn't happen, which could end up giving Ohio State a patch of play in the national championship game. Before now, there was a problem because Ohio State hadn't played in enough games to qualify for the Big Ten title.
Yeah.
You know, because of the old corona and causing a bunch of canceled games. But if the Big Ten bosses agree, Ohio State could square off against Northwestern on December 19th. And if they win that game, there's a chance they'll get selected for the national playoffs. So you're telling me there's a chance? So Ohio State, like yesterday I was saying, you know, it's all fine and dandy. They're not playing the Wolverines this year because we can kind of consider that, like, well, not a loss. That's for sure because we didn't lose. But it was kind of terrible that they couldn't pursue a national championship because they are playing well this year. So there is a chance for you Buckeyes out there to get to that game. So, a little bit better news this morning, I guess.
For who?
College basketball.
Not for the rest of us, because Ohio State always beats us.
God. Yeah, you know what, though? Like I said from the beginning of the year, it doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
This year
okay.
just does not count. It really doesn't. Because you could say, well, you didn't. We could have gotten beat by the Wolverines.
Yeah, that's true.
Which not was going to happen. Absolutely not. But it's up there in the air because they didn't play the game. So, like I said, 2020, it's like a big scrimmage.
Yeah.
It's a big scrimmage for 2021. That's what I'm considering it as. College basketball. During a recent interview, legendary Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski openly questioned playing basketball games these days. He called for officials to consider the safety, the mental and physical health of players and the staff to assess were perhaps not coincidentally. Wait, what is this? This is worded really weird.
Top to bottom, left to right. Group words together.
Yeah, these comments came out after an 68 loss to Illinois.
So basically, he's saying we shouldn't be playing basketball right now after he lost.
Because he lost. Well, we lost. Well, you shouldn't be playing anyway.
This doesn't count.
That was a stupid story. You lost, Mike. Deal with it. It wasn't even a well-written story. Moving on, golf. Michael Jordan owns a golf course called the Grove 23, and he's been able to make sure everyone is practicing social distancing by delivering beer and snacks to golfers with drones. That's right, with drones. Clearly, it's good to be Michael Jordan. You own your own golf course.
Yeah.
See, this guy's basically God. Wait, he's got his own NASCAR team. He's got his own fishing team. He's got his own. I mean, come on, dude. Got it made.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else he could possibly do at this point. Like, he's. I don't know.
At least we don't see Michael Jordan getting on the TV. Oh, my God, it's hard. These are hard and tough times for me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, it's not, Michael. You're out on your own golf course playing golf.
Just enjoying everything. I don't know.
All right. God. So there you go. That's your first sports report this morning.
Good enough for me, man. Sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 1X. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:26, Brock Hunter. What's up?
Hey, how you doing over there, Bobby? What are you doing?
Come on.
What are you doing over there?
Little mobster. Hey, Let's get to sports, for God's sake.
Let's do sports. Hey, your wine's gay.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Stocking fridges with delicious Bud Light. So no matter when, no matter how, no matter what, you got a cold, refreshing beverage from Bud Distributing. Check it out. All right, what do you got?
Every time you do that little voice, I watched Home Alone 2 last night. It was on TV, and it just reminds me of Pesci.
Yeah.
God, he's just a tiny little guy.
Come on, Wayne. Hey, pal.
Anyway, let's get to sports. I forgot there's an NFL game on tonight, man. New England going to be in L.A. playing the Rams. 8:20 tonight for Thursday Night Football. That's meat
the,
wad. That's
the
not
Rams or the Patriots?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Rams.
I think I'm going to go with the Rams on this one, too, especially them being at home. So there you go. Chalk it up. Rams probably will lose tonight because we picked them.
They got it.
That's how my picks go when it comes to football. College football. Looks like the Big Ten could change their rules to let Ohio State play in their conference title game, which could end up giving Ohio State a path to play in the national championship game. Before now, there was a problem because Ohio State hadn't played in enough games to qualify for the Big Ten title, you know, because Corona and all that stuff going on and a bunch of canceled games. But the Big Ten bosses agree Ohio State could square off against Northwestern on December 19th. And if they win that game, there's a chance that they get selected for a national title playoff.
Sorry to cut in here, but let's take a look at the stats, too. Were the missed games due to Ohio State not following protocol and having a lot of cases? Because now, here's the thing. Let's say Ohio State was just prim, proper, by the book, following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the other teams that had to cancel the games. Well, that's
some guy from Purdue coughs on them. Yeah, right.
So let's say it's that. But if it's Ohio State who has the players weren't following the rules, going out to parties, not taking social distancing seriously, I may almost be willing to say, like, well, sorry, tough luck. You guys didn't follow the rules, and I'm sorry. That's just tough luck.
That's a tough call.
You screwed up.
Because 100%, I 100% agree with you. But there are people that have gotten it that, like, have really did follow the rules. It's a weird thing. So it's like sometimes you're punishing people for something they really didn't do. It's just, dude, can we just count 2020 as it's a big scrimmage?
Yeah.
You know, nothing really. Sorry, LeBron, your title doesn't count. I'm sorry.
You bastard.
You know, it doesn't seem legit to me for some reason. The NFL is probably the most legit so far, in my opinion, because they are. They're kind of doing a full season. They are playing. I mean, granted, there are players that had to leave right before the game. It's just, I don't know. You should get like half a trophy this year, you know? College basketball. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I don't think that is terrible to put on there, or at least whatever it is, you have a little asterisk on the record books and be like, well, you all remember 2020, so.
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's like if you're a professional athlete, you win a national championship or a Super Bowl, whatever, you're going to tell all your friends, well, I won in 2020, and all your friends are going to be like, yeah.
But did you, though?
In 2020. Damn it.
Did you really, though? Did you win?
Well, did you?
Did you?
Even though it's ridiculously hard to win anything like that in a professional sport.
Listen to us. What do we say?
Which armchair radio. Yeah. One real quick news story here, golf. Michael Jordan owns a golf course called the Grove 23. He's been able to make sure everyone is practicing social distancing by delivering beer and snacks to golfers with drones. That's right. Clearly, it is really good to be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Get your own golf course, get your own yacht, your own plane.
He's doing all right. He's doing fine.
He's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah.
So. There you go. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.